No matter who you are, this statement has been and probably will be true for you in at least certain circumstances. And that is, change can be challenging. Change can be hard. And it depends on what you're changing. It depends on how long you've been doing the thing that you're doing now. All of those things affect our ability to make changes. But in any case, change can be very challenging. So when you're trying to change your speech, for example, that can be something where you experience a lot of resistance, especially if you are someone who have struggled with your speech for decades upon decades. If you're someone who has, for example, stuttered or stammered, that can be extremely hard to change. But in Pro90D, we've been doing it for more than 12 years. I stuttered for the vast majority of my life, at least more than half, and have been able to not only transform my own speech, but transform other people's speech, or at least help them transform their speech. My name is Michael Williams, and what we're going to be looking at is how you can change, and we're going to be talking specifically about your speech, but you can apply this to almost any other area of your life. So how you can make changes to your speech. There's three questions that I believe you must ask yourself, and we're going to talk about the first one in today's video. Three questions that you must ask yourself, and we'll be looking at the first one in today's video. Those questions are, what do I want to change? Now, this may sound very basic, but a lot of times people don't really define this. So first question is, what do I want to change? Right? The second question is, how do I want to change it? And then the third one is, why? Now, we can move these around. A better order might be, what do I want to change? Why do I want to change it? And then how? But you can move those around if you like. So today, we're just going to talk about the first question that you want to ask yourself, and that is, what do I actually want to change? So what happens is a lot of people, for example, when they want to transform their speech, they want to improve their speech, they think about, they articulate both internally and externally, they think about what they don't want to do. So in other words, let's just say if a person stutters or they suffer from public speaking anxiety, they say, I don't want to get nervous. I don't want to stutter. I don't want to block. I don't want this to happen. I hope this doesn't happen. So in their mind, we know and they know what they want, but what they're articulating, what they're thinking is what they don't want. So the funny thing is, when we do that, our brains fixate on the very things that we don't want to happen. So if you say, I don't want to get stuck. I don't want to be nervous. I hope I'm not nervous. Then you actually start to feel more anxious, more nervous. You're more likely to get stuck when you think those things, when you articulate them. One of the reasons why is our words are very powerful. Our thoughts are very powerful. So when we start to articulate those things, we actually start to visualize them. We start to internalize them. We start to emotionalize them. We start to feel it. And so it's as if it's actually happening. So the very thing we don't want to happen, we begin to imagine and visualize and think about, and we actually cause it to happen. So one of the first steps that you want to do is ask yourself, what do I want to change? So you want to, and I'm going to give you a technique here. You can take and define what you don't want. I don't want to stutter. I don't want to get stuck. I don't want to be anxious and nervous. So talk about, and you can even list all the things that you don't want to happen. That's okay. But don't stop there. The next part of this technique, the next step, is for you to then transform or redefine or rearticulate what you don't want in terms of what you do want. So you want to take it and transform the negative to a positive. So rather than saying, I don't want to stutter, I hope I don't stutter, and I'm just using stuttering as an example. It could be literally anything, right? I don't want to do this. I don't want to stutter. I don't want to speak choppy. I don't want to get stuck. What you want to do now is you want to create a positive goal, a more constructive goal. So you want to say, I want to speak smoothly. I want to speak clearly. Now let's take this a step further. You want to define your goals in terms of how you want to act or behave, number one, how you want to feel, number two, and how you want other people to react and respond to you, number three. So let me give you some examples. Feeling. I want to feel more calm and more relaxed. It's a positive goal. Rather than thinking and saying, I don't want to feel anxious. I hope I don't feel anxious, right? I want to feel more calm and relaxed. Now let's take that a step further. I am feeling more and more calm and relaxed every time I speak, right? I am feeling. So you can say, I want to, that's your goal. But then as an affirmation or self-talk, you can say, I am feeling more relaxed and more calm. What about the acting and the speaking? Well, I want to speak more smoothly and clearly. This is what I want. So you talked about what you didn't want, but now you're going to define, you're going to articulate, you're going to think about what you do want. I want to speak more smoothly and clearly. So then you can say, I am speaking smoothly and clearly every single day in every single way. I am speaking more smoothly and clearly every single day in every single way. In every conversation, I am speaking more smoothly and clearly. All right, let's talk about how you want other people to react and respond. Here you can say something like, I want others to nod, to smile, to enjoy speaking with me. I want others to make eye contact or make better eye contact. I want them to enjoy speaking with me. So then, to take that up a notch, you can say, whenever I speak, other people smile, they nod, they enjoy speaking with me. They enjoy talking to me, sharing with me. They enjoy listening to me. They enjoy being around me, right? So you can use the first person or second person, present tense, positive. This is happening right now. So, in summary, we talked about the first step when you want to make a change, especially in your speech, and that's define what you want to change. What do you want to change? What does that look like? Then we talked about a technique where you can clearly define, right? You can delineate what it is that you don't want to happen, right? How you don't want to feel, how you don't want to speak, how you don't want other people to react to you. So you can write that down. And then you're going to reframe that. You're going to rearticulate that in positive, constructive terms. I want to speak smoothly and clearly. I want to be able to say whatever I want to say whenever I want to say it. I want to feel more calm and more relaxed. I want other people to enjoy speaking with me. I want them to smile. Okay. So this is the first step. In the next video, we will talk about the next step. And I'm just going to go ahead and make the next step to talk about why do I want to do this? Your motivation, your motives, your reason for doing it, your purpose, if you will. So once again, this is Michael Williams. Look forward to seeing you, hopefully, in our virtual Speech Masters Club. We'll make sure we have a link there. Or if you want to accelerate your progress, then you're going to want to work with us one-on-one. Just a real quick experience that I had today. I was working with a client. We've been working together for just a couple of weeks. 10 years ago, when he was younger, he got the self-study. Then he kind of stopped for a while, right? And then he started working with me a couple of weeks ago. And he was kind of severe. Right, in our first meeting, he was severe. Well, within 2 weeks, he was so excited. And I just met with him literally today. And he said that he's been out just talking, talking, talking. He even said that he had a full conversation with his dad, which he's never been able to have. He says he's been getting phone numbers from ladies. So he's been out there and he says, I don't know why more people don't know about this. This is incredible. It's almost like magic. So does this system work? Yes, it does. And some of the things that I'm sharing with you in this video series are some of the same exact things I share with my coaching clients. So if you want to get results and you want to get them as quickly as possible, then you're going to want to work with us privately or get the self-study and or work with us in our virtual Speech Masters Club. The fastest way to accelerate your progress, and this isn't for everyone though, is to work with us privately. Okay, but you have some options. And if you have any questions, feel free to go ahead and ask. visit our website, or click any of the links in or around this video. We'll see you soon.